You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business. From Miami Beach, Florida, welcome to Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. It's an honor to have you here. I want to help you to change your life. I want to help you to find your truth and to succeed. And we do that in five categories, of course: money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. Our website, of course, is www.believe.love, and our YouTube is youtube.com/believe loves you. iTunes listeners, you can get this at believeiTunes.com, and Android listeners, believeiAndroid.com. We have a really, really cool guest on. I'm gonna introduce him in a second. He owns a portfolio of 675 units, that's real estate, valued at $32 million. Really, really amazing guy. And we also wanna help you to grow your business. So I wanna talk about one of our partners. Again, we've got emails about this, but let's go to, for YouTube viewers, let's go to our browser right now. You can go to right now, www.believe.love/clickfree to get a free trial of ClickFunnels. And so when you have a $1 million idea, but you need to get started with a business online, it can be really tough because you got to get a shopping cart. You have to get you have to get your landing page set up. You have to get your email set up. And there's so many things to put together. And ClickFunnels lets you do this easily. So with ClickFunnels, you don't have to worry about coding, website building, or design. You can just make a sales funnel for virtually any type of business and see your sales skyrocket. And actually, when you go to www.believe.love/clickfree, you get a 14-day free trial. And this will actually save you time and money. And believe me, I know, because I've set up so many businesses over the years and websites, and piecing it all together, getting the web host, uploading your web pages, making sure it looks good, setting everything up, and then getting your landing page looking great, and then actually converting. So converting into whether you're collecting email addresses and giving away a free report, and then going to your sales page and making sure your sales page looks good. This has a lot of templates. It's really easy, drag and drop, so it will save you time and money so you can actually get started now. So again, that's www.believe.love/clickfree to get your 14-day free trial of that. So I want to introduce our guest today. He's a really, really amazing guy. He's a father of six children. He's actually owned a restaurant for 25 years, or he has in the past. We'll ask him about that. He's a certified professional coach. He's a partner in JakeandGino.com, which is a real estate education company. And we're going to actually pull that up here right now for our YouTube viewers. You can actually access some free stuff. We're going to actually ask our guest about this site, but it looks like a really cool site with a lot of interesting free things and a lot of opportunities to grow a business. So our guest today is Gino Barbaro. Gino, how are you doing today, sir?
Nicholas, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you. So Gino, let me ask you this. You are a real estate expert, and you exited the rat race on March 1st, 2016. Tell us about your experience sort of exiting the rat race and getting into real estate.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't really call myself an expert. I'm constantly learning. I created Jake and Gino to actually do that. That was one of the missions of Jake and Gino, to dive in there and really force myself to learn more about the education and the multifamily. And it really helped me out, helped me connect with people. But, you know, I think as experts, you never want to call yourself an expert, because that's when you stop learning and you stop growing. And that's when you just fall way behind. And as you know, Nicholas, the way things are moving nowadays at the speed of light, with all these companies coming in, disrupting the market, whether it's a CrowdStreet who's doing a crowdfunding path, platform, or I talked to somebody from StackSource today who's trying to disrupt the market with the commercial real estate with financing. It's just amazing what's going on. We live in amazing times right now. And if people just shut off the TV and the internet and just do what they got to do, you have so many opportunities out there. Anyway, sorry to get off on the tangent on that.
That's very true.
You know, I got out of the rat race, and I just want all your listeners to really focus on this. Anywhere you are in life right now, I think the number one goal of anybody listening to this podcast is to become financially free. Because when you become financially free, that's when you start making the money, and that's when you start growing, and that's when you start doing what you're passionate about. Until then, you're always worrying about paying the bills. You're always worrying about getting the money, and that's what your focus is on. Once you've got that sort of set up, all of a sudden your days start to become yours. I call it TGIF. I call it thank God I'm free and not thank God it's Friday, right? I mean, I never knew what that meant. I never would imagine myself that, because I was in the restaurant business, and I don't call it a business. It was more of a job. It was a one location, and I was very good at it. Unfortunately, a lot of us in this world are very good at something, and that doesn't translate into making money. It just translates into being mediocre. And I'd never scaled the business. I didn't know how to scale the business. I had an immigrant dad who said, you've got to be there, you've got to do it. So for the first 10 years, it was fantastic. We made great money. I enjoyed it. But you know, once 08 came by, things changed. It was a seismic shift. And I just said to myself, getting to be about 40 years old, I've got a bunch of kids, I've got to do something that makes more money and something that I enjoy.
Well, I definitely understand. I mean, I had millions of dollars in properties in 08. It was residential. So I actually want to ask you about commercial. So I got wiped out. I was quite young. I was about 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And it was tough, but I know what you mean. So there's a transition you made from right, like the restaurant business. Because when I was 18, you know, I recognized the managers are working like 60 hours. Like, this is no joke, you know.
Yep.
So how did you get into specifically commercial real estate? Because I've heard that, you know, it can be quite different than residential. Is that correct?
It is. And what happened with me was I just wanted to supplement my income. So back in 03, I bought my first fourplex with my brother. I was working full time at the restaurant. I needed something to do part time. I didn't want to fix and flip because I didn't want to have another job. I wanted to buy something that was, quote unquote, a little bit more passive. So back in 08, 09, I bought a couple of the commercial properties in New York. Didn't fare well with them. But then when I started getting serious, I started getting into the multifamily space. And it is different. Residential, if you're doing it full time, if you're residential broker, it's a great thing. But once again, it's hard to create wealth in that space. It's hard to scale up in that space. And that's what drove me to multifamily. The fact that I could buy 25 units or 200 units and scale it up and really treat it as a business and even do it passively. If you've got partners out there, if you're into syndications, there's a lot of wonderful benefits of multifamily real estate.
So multifamily, would you say that it's more of a long-term play versus a fix and flip, or can it be both?
You know, it can be both, because basically the way syndications are structured, where guys are setting up syndications and
what
trying to raise
money. What is a syndication for people?
It basically, A syndication basically is, you know, an investor has a deal. He doesn't have the money. He needs to raise private money. So he goes out and he creates a syndication, which I guess you can call it a type of security. There's regulations out there where it makes it a little bit easier for you to raise money. And you're basically raising money for this one deal. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create and raise this money, put the deal into the contract, and then hopefully there are a lot of syndicators, a lot of guys who raise this money are trying to hold the deal for 3 to 5 years, create equity in the property, force the net operating income, force the value of the property up, and hopefully within 3 to 5 years, they'll be able to sell. So that's a glorified fix and flip to me. They're not long-term holders. You know, to really create wealth in real estate, I think it's people are always focused on the transaction-based part of it. But anyone who's wealthy really knows you get wealthy by equity. You don't get wealth by transactions. And I think with multifamily, when you're looking at it, you know, you have the aspect where you can buy it, you can refinance the money out, hold the asset. That's what you want. You want to build equity in any asset that you own to really create wealth.
What would somebody Google if they wanted to find out more about syndications? Would it multifamily syndication?
There's so many websites out there. I mean, you could go onto a website like Bigger Pockets, type in syndications. They have a great space out there for real estate investors. I would type syndications. I would type in raising private money. There's so many sites out there that really talk about it. I mean, a lot of guys.
BiggerPockets.com, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I even think connectedinvestors.com is also another website that you can go and learn more about.
And then your website, you guys have, I might as well ask you now. So you have some cool free stuff on here as well, don't you?
We do. And we're having a live event November 11th and 12th in Knoxville, Tennessee. And what we ended up doing was, since Jake and I have not yet syndicated a deal, everything we own in our portfolio is our own money, from scaling up, refinancing and repurposing the money. And we have guys in our live event who are going to be talking about syndications, who have done syndications, and who are going to walk the investors on how to do a syndication. You know, it's like anything else in life. It might be tricky your first one, but once you get the recipe down, it's just like any other transaction. You just got to get comfortable with it. And once you get comfortable with it, it's a really great way to actually control real estate without having any of your own money in it.
Well, that's really awesome.